You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Today is the 7th of May 2018, the first day of the trading week, and what happened on Dalal Street is what we're going to be concentrating on. As usual, three parts: what happened in the stock markets, some stocks which were in the news, and what happened in the rest of the world. But before we get into that, I have to talk about the fact that today is the 7th of May and it's one of those truly wonderful days. Lots of great writers, lots of great composers born on this day. It's almost as if a whole bunch of truly great people decided, you know what, 7th of May is when we get together. Tagore was born today, Brahms was born today, Tchaikovsky was born today, Salieri's death anniversary is today. Some modern day greats like Ruth Broward Jabwala, Peter Carey, Angela Carter, they were all born today. David Hume, the Scottish economist, was born today, as was Robert Browning. Vladislav Remont, the great Polish writer who wrote a wonderful short story called Death, was also born on this day. So let's take a moment to think of all of these great guys and maybe listen to some Rabindranath, or indeed Beethoven's great Ninth Symphony, whose premiere, as it happens, was also on the 7th of May. But what kind of music did we hear on Dalal Street? Well, equity markets witnessed a strong day as the S&P BSE Sensex reclaimed Mount 35K, while the same unfortunately can't be said for the Indian currency, which slipped below 67 rupees a dollar. The Indian rupee weakened past the 67 mark to hit a 15-month low against the US dollar after foreign investors continued to liquidate its holdings in local equity and debt market, and because of the rise in crude oil prices. With WTI oil also pushing above $70 a barrel, rupee resumed the weakness, pushing beyond 67 per US dollar. FIIs continue to be net sellers in Indian equities, adding further pressure on the rupee, went on to say Anand James, chief market strategist at Geojit Financial Services, to Money Control. To this end, CPI release scheduled later this week will be viewed with interest. Market participants also watched the RBI's recent move to conduct OMO to buy government bonds worth up to 10,000 crore rupees on the 17th of May, he went on to add. The Sensex did trade above the psychologically important mark of 35,000 today, and Nifty traded above the 10,700 levels towards the close of the trade thanks to positive global cues. The markets finally closed the day with gains of over 0.5%, led by gains specifically in sectors metals, oil and gas, realty, auto and consumer discretionary goods. Abhijit De, senior fund manager equities, BNP Paribas, went on to say, globally, investors digested the trade talks between the US and China. Both sides recognize that there are still big differences on some issues and they need to continue to step up their work to make progress. Investors remained skittish over the outcome of the stock on the sectoral front, while the IT and healthcare indices traded with losses. Strong gains of over a percent were seen in most other sectoral indices, he went on to say. Well, let's do take a look at that. Sectorally, the S&P BSE Metal Index gained as much as 1.6% today, followed by the Oil and Gas Index, which gained as much as 1.64%. And close on its heels was the Realty Index, which rose as much as 1.51%. On the losing front, though, BSE Healthcare Index slipped 0.5%, and the IT Index also closed flat with a negative bias. Gainers today on the Sensex included names like GAIL India, which was up as much as 4.2%, Mahindra & Mahindra up 3.6%, Axis Bank up 3.04%, Hindalco up 2.8%, and Tata Steel up 2.7%. Index heavyweight ICICI Bank closed up 2.4% ahead of quarter results. The private sector bank is expected to report over 50% fall in profit, weighed down by doubling in provisions for bad loans, which could pull the net profit by 52.7% on a year-on-year basis to 955.7 crore rupees, according to a Reuters poll. Well, if that was all the action that transpired on Dalal Street, what were some stocks specifically in news? And that is what we focus on part two of the podcast. We start with PC Jeweler. Shares of PC Jeweler rose as much as 38% as the company is going to consider the proposal for buyback of fully paid up equity shares on the 10th of May 2018. In some other earnings-related news, shares of Avenue Supermarts shed as much as 1.7%, despite showing strong numbers in the quarter that ended March 2018. The company's Q4 net profit increased by 73% at 167.1 crore rupees against 96.7 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. But still, shares of Avenue Supermart went down by as much as 1.7%. Shares of Vakrangi were locked in 5% lower circuit after it has come under the radar of SEBI, after auditor Pricewaterhouse has raised some concerns. Shares of Lupin, the pharmaceutical company, slipped as much as 2.5% after Credit Suisse highlighted concerns over the volume loss in its diabetes franchise. Credit Suisse sees a downside of 9% on the stocks of Lupin. Shares of Ambuja Cements fell nearly 1% as investors reacted to the company's March quarter results. The firm on Friday has reported standalone profit of 271.8 crore rupees for the quarter that ended March 2018, a growth of 10.3% over a year ago period. Turning to healthcare stocks, one of the leading drags there, so to speak, was Wockhardt, which fell as much as 7.8% on the back of poor earnings reported by the company for the quarter that ended March 2018. The company posted a loss of 155 crore rupees in the fourth quarter on account of reclassification of taxes post GST implementation in India, apart from subdued business sentiment. But within the healthcare sector, though, there was one winner, and that was certainly Suven Life Sciences, whose shares jumped as much as 4.55% after the company said that the US FDA, the regulator, has issued an establishment inspection report following conclusion of an inspection at their facility in Pashamylaram near Hyderabad, according to a report. And in other stock news showing a jump, it was Exide Industries, which revved up 5.4% after the company reported a net profit of 190 crore rupees in the March 2018 quarter, up 15.8% from 164 crore rupees last year, according to a report. The March quarter revenue from operations stood at about 2,449 crore rupees versus 2,204 crore rupees as of a year ago. Well, part two done, we head to part three of the update, which is to find out what happened in the rest of the world. Oil prices rose to their highest levels since late 2014 on Monday today, boosted by Venezuela's deepening economic crisis and a looming decision on whether the United States will reimpose sanctions on Iran. Brent crude oil futures were at $75.63 a barrel, up 76 cents from their last close. Within the commodity space, gold prices shed earlier gains to edge lower on Monday as the dollar held near a four-month peak, dampening the appeal of the bullion. Spot gold was down 0.2% at $1,311.91 an ounce. Meanwhile, we take a quick detour back to India to talk about a new kid on the block. Shakun Polymers has filed draft papers with capital markets regulator SEBI to float an initial public offering. The IPO comprises fresh issues of shares worth 75 crore rupees and an offer for sale of up to 18 lakh equity stocks by the existing shareholders. More local news. India's 10-year benchmark bond rallied early on Monday, taking comfort from the central bank's unexpected announcement last week about purchase of sovereign bonds via open market operation. Well, what's happening in the rest of the world? Asian markets ended the day on a mixed note, even as investors looked to factor in rise in crude oil prices. The US crude, that is WTI crude, clocked $70 mark for the first time since 2014. Benchmark Nikkei 225 of Japan ended the day little changed. Meanwhile, European markets are still open and they're trading largely flat. The pan-European Stock 600 was up by about 0.2%. And in the UK, markets are closed because, well, it's early May bank holiday, which is held on the first Monday of May each year and is a bank holiday as well. Well, that's all the events that transpired on Dalal Street. We'll, of course, be back tomorrow with some more earnings results and what we can expect from the markets. And we'll also speak to financial experts and bring to you a list of stocks that could give you great returns. Until next time, I see you. On behalf of everyone here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you very much for joining us. Do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be not just a smart listener, but also a smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.